Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yes!
With the best TV audience in the world. And we have a great show for you today, so sit back, relax. And Brat and Chewy are still being safe. They're into the social distancing. They're quarantining at home. They are fine. They checked in. All is well. But as you can see, Gary, Headcrack, Portia are there in Atlanta hanging out with us.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. In their humble abodes.
Did you guys just wake up or something? Come on.
All right, well, settle in, because later on we're going to talk about Wayne Brady and his unconventional way of quarantining.
Or what's behind door number two.
Exactly. Also, we look at how Stedman and Oprah have been handling quarantine. And the struggle is real for Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. And we're going to tell you all about that. But first, Headcrack, I heard you got something good.
All right, guys. So during this quarantine, we continue to find out more about celebrities and their relationships. So Kim Kardashian West recently chatted with Gayle King, and she admitted that she might be getting on her husband Kanye West's nerves while practicing social distancing. You know what, Heidi? You do a killer Kim Kardashian. Go for it.
I thought that he'd have a harder time with social distancing, but he really does love staying home and watching movies and having my cooking and hanging out with the kids. I think this time we're just going to take advantage of it and be positive. I probably annoyed him organizing every last thing in the house.
Now, Frank, being that you out there in Calabasas, like, you know, you could probably hear certain things. Like, do you think, like, Kanye's really annoyed with Kim or what?
Absolutely. I think Kanye finally caught up with the rest of us. Seriously. Well, my wife's doing the same thing, though. She is like, I get home and she will spray me down with Lysol.
Yeah.
She's very, very, I mean, obviously you got to be protective in this time.
That's true.
But if I get up to walk, you know, from the couch to the kitchen, she's like, where are you going? Where are you going? I'm like, would you leave me alone? You're so far up my ass.
No, I think the guys get annoyed because we're all home. And so maybe a guy's trying to watch something on his computer or the TV. And then that's when we decide that we're going to clean out the Tupperware up. You know, pantry, and it's like clank, clank, bang, bang, crash, crash. It's like, what are you doing in there?
All right, well, everyone seems to be getting annoyed with each other while stuck in the house, especially Zoe Saldana's 5-year-old twin boy, Cy, and Bowie. So the actress posted a video to Instagram of her husband, Marco, trying to mediate a fight between the kids. Check this video out.
Put down with the feet. You play soccer, not for a man. Okay, now it's your time to play.
So she captioned this whole thing. It's fun as hell at all times. Every waking minute of your day is spent trying to talk someone from beating someone else or burning the house down or flashing a neighbor or smelling someone else's butt. I swear I'm not feeling sorry for my husband and I. It's just that being stuck at home with these cubs makes me appreciate work. Hashtag help.
But I wouldn't take him serious. Like, his accent doesn't mean, like, it's not scary at all. Like, he's like, stop this. Don't do this. I mean, that's not, like, daddy, you see that
laughing. But you didn't hear what he whispered in their ear. He's like, I'm going to kill you both. I'm going to drown you in the pool.
Right. Well, I think everybody in that house is probably afraid of Zoe Saldana because he's so Colombiana. She was kicking a lot of ass in it.
That's right.
Nobody in that house wants any of the smoke.
My mama had 5 boys and she didn't play that, honey. We knew, honey.
Gary, were you counted as one of the boys? Because I would think you would have mind your business playing with your Barbie dolls and you'd have left everybody alone.
Well, I was playing with the neighbor's baby doll, so I'm going to just be honest about it.
See?
So
that, no, I wasn't.
But I got to tell you, with no kids, just watching that video, I'm exhausted.
Heidi had her tubes tied while the video was going on.
So celebrity quarantine stories just keep getting more and more entertaining. Now, but I think this one kind of takes the cake. I'm not sure what kind of deal Wayne Brady has made with his ex-wife, but this is definitely crazy. So here's what they have going on. Now, Wayne, his 17-year-old daughter, Miley, and his ex-wife, Mandy, and Mandy's current boyfriend, Jason, they're all quarantining together. Okay, so listen. No, so listen to what Wayne Brady had to say about his interesting dynamic. Take a look.
We quarantine between both of our homes, and I've got a big backyard and lots of land. So we both share this land and this space. So Mandy, her boyfriend Jason, my daughter Miley, we are a family. So we're like this new nuclear family.
I think anytime you have kids, you got to try to figure it out, but just to make the life for the kid easier. But Frank, could you do this? Your wife, you guys get divorced, she's got a new man, and now you all...
I can't stand to live with my wife now. You think I'm going to live with her when she's my ex-wife and I have a boyfriend? There's just no way.
No way on earth.
No way. These people got too much. I don't know. What kind of love is that for the kids? I mean, I love my child, but...
Wayne Brady is the new black man, honey, because black men didn't do that, honey. He was married to Miss Mandy, honey. Miss Mandy is of... I think she's of Asian descent, and she got her new European husband, or boyfriend, mm-hmm. whatever. Ain't no way in hell Leroy would let his woman, new man, live with her, and did he live with her because of the child? No, honey, that's just not happening. That's just a new black man, so we just got to accept it.
No, because if Leroy did that, it'd be a whole nother corona baby coming out of this situation. He'd be like, Jesus. Bring around me again now. All right, y'all, moving on. John Legend is having a hard time trying to relate to his children, Luna and Miles. You know, they have this upbringing in Hollywood Hills, and he didn't have that upbringing. So he opened up to Roller Coaster Magazine, and he said this. They're growing up in a very rarefied space, one that I don't have an experience dealing with as a child. I always try to find out a way to make sure they're not as... So, Frank, do you think that he really believes this, or is he just kind of worried about what other people will say about how his kids are growing up rich and how they'll turn out?
I totally agree with John Legend, because I grew up in Indiana, and I live out here in Calabasas, California, and so my kids are being raised completely different than how I was raised. But in their defense, I mean, I grew up in Indiana, and I'm an ass. Oh. So I don't know.
I think
you're born one or you're not.
Yeah, you are right.
The ass are not made.
Somebody finally said it.
Now, Portia, do you know, I don't know how you grew up exactly, Portia, but I know PJ is growing up in the lap of luxury. You do very well for yourself. You're a successful woman, and that's good. That's good for you. But are you going to teach her to not be, as we're calling, a little ass?
I mean, like, I'm on Frank's side. I've never heard that perspective that an ass is born an ass. But it is so true. Like, at the end of the day, she's going to learn how to work because she's going to know from me entrepreneurship and have her own business. But if she asks, I'm going to let her know very early on at 5 years old, you're being an ass. Okay, that's ass behavior.
So now, Headcrack, so you have a grown son. So now, how did you raise them not to be an ass? Raise him not to be an ass like his daddy.
You got
to
yell at them while they're young. Yep. So they're afraid of you as an adult and they don't wild out like that.
Yeah, I don't know why John Legend trying like he don't know how it is. He's black and he grew up in a black church. He know all we do is look at you and wish you would be an ass. Okay?
Thank you.
But John Legend has the type of face where it looks like his kids could send him to his room. Like, he doesn't look very dangerous.
He looks boyish.
He does.
Okay, coming up, Oprah recently set her Bo Stedman free, y'all. Now, we'll explain all of this and more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey.
Yes, yes. All right. Hey, everybody. All right. So, you know, I love talking about Oprah Winfrey. She's my girl.
And
She wasn't since I was in the sixth grade. So Oprah wasn't taking any chances getting this coronavirus. And Oprah's boyfriend, Stedman, had gotten back from a business trip. She made him quarantine himself for 14 days in the guest house. Take a look.
Where is Stedman?
Stedman is at the guest house.
Not bad. We put the meals at the door right there.
There you go.
Early in the morning.
Could be in Chicago where the whole city is locked down.
Well, we're locked down here too.
Send me to the 10,000 square foot guest house.
Well, there is an update because the 14 days have passed and Stedman is finally free.
Right. Yes, oh, free. Yeah.
Take a look.
14 days of freedom.
Oh.
Whitehead crack, who do you think was happier, Oprah, the dog, or the girls? I can't tell.
You know, because, like, at this point in time, no one's bothering you.
Yeah.
You get to binge watch all these new shows that have dropped on Netflix and Hulu and all that good stuff, and he's chilling. He looks so at peace. I think this is actually close to how his life was before the whole corona thing took place.
Oh, you think he's a lot of times in the guest house?
Yeah, no. But we missing the whole point here, though, Heidi. Oprah was low down. You gonna put your man in the guest house. Her damn mansion's about 50,000 square foot. He could have been on one wing and she could have been on the other. That's letting the world
this
know
is true.
That Oprah is running things and stepping ain't nothing but a damn warm piece in the bed.
No, Gary, don't be like that. Oprah is worth, what, $1 billion? She ain't about to let Stedman mess that up and kill him.
If this was the other way around, and do you think Stedman would have had the right to quarantine Oprah to the guest house?
No, he wouldn't have done that.
Frank?
I guarantee this is what really happened. Oprah did the trip out of the country, and she switched it around because she made him go out to the doghouse, even though he was perfectly healthy.
The doghouse.
And she stayed in the main house and quarantined herself for 14 days.
Nah.
She twisted this.
Because she was on that damn Weight Watchers tour.
That's true. Now, if she did that, the gag would be he is actually atypical and he still got it. He just ain't got no symptoms.
And you remember when she fell on stage during that same tour? Was it that she really fell on stage or did she pass out?
The corona kicking in.
I repeat it in the name of Jesus. Y'all crazy. Moving right along. So, you know, everybody's dealing with the coronavirus and we are all self-quarantined at home. Just like me, just like Headcrack, and just like Gary. Well, everybody, since we're at home, we've been kind of doing the chat thing online. We're using technology to be seen and to carry on business as usual. Well, for this young lady named Jennifer Miles, she got to see how chatting with your employees or your coworkers can go wrong.
In reality, I've heard that social work kind of has very high standards and like good standards in terms of things.
That is devastating. I would just quit my job. I would quit my job. I would never come back to work.
Somebody get a video of that.
Yo, that's priceless.
Oh, my God.
There's going to be a whole new show with Bob Saget called Zoom Bloopers.
Hey, y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
That's right. Especially at a time like this, we all need something to help us to relax, especially right now. So listen, let me tell you what to try. Hot and cold neck wrap and eye mask aromatherapy kit. It is popping, y'all. The weighted beads in the neck wrap is everything, and it provides the perfect amount of pressure to soothe body tension.
I'm excited. Tell me more.
Well, Portia, the beads are made of natural clay, which can be heated in the microwave or cooled in the freezer, and it provides lasting relief to sore and aching muscles. Plus, it's infused with your choice of scent. You can get lavender, mint, or rose.
I want this, honey. How much is it?
Well, the Molly weighted neck wrap and eye mask usually has been seen as high as $60. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$20.
Just go to moretosave.com to find out how you can get yours. Tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, y'all find out what celebrity couple was caught taking a long walk, honey, outside during the coronavirus pandemic. More details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
All right, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, they've been hanging out together during this corona lockdown quite a bit. And the paparazzi in Miami seems to be catching them out, getting some fresh air a lot of the times when they're out. And usually they have coffee in their hands, but I don't think that they had coffee this particular time. I think it was pre-caffeine. Let's just say the struggle is real. Check it out.
Are they auditioning for The Walking Dead?
Do you think, Heidi, they're getting sick of each other? Is that...
Well, I think that I don't think they're really together anyway. I never really did. And I only think that
you wouldn't quarantine yourself with somebody you're not really together with.
No, one time I heard Shawn Mendes. Now, if I'm remembering correctly, he said he dates girls so people know
don't
he's
think
not
he's
gay.
But then Heidi brought it up that Shawn Mendes might be gay.
I mean, hypothetically.
But Gary, do you feel the same way when you hold a woman's hand?
Right, I feel feel completely like Sean. I just hold women's hands so people won't think I'm gay. So I don't blame him, honey.
Well, you fooled us.
Now, when you go out and walk, everybody's been doing more walks. It seems like the entire community is walking.
Yeah, you're still supposed to stay in your neighborhood. Yeah.
Have you found out that your walking pace is not the same as your partner? Like, there's something, sometimes people walk faster. You're like, slow down.
Oh, yeah, my wife always has to say, hey, act like you like me. Yeah. She's 5'2 and petite and like a little dog, and I'm like a big dog walking with a little dog.
And she's always behind
Come
you.
On.
That's why I think these two are soulmates. Sean and Camilla are going to make it. They walk at the same pace.
Yeah.
The slothy pace of love.
Alright, y'all, so Girls Trip was a big hit movie back in 2017, and it made Tiffany Haddish into a major star. Now, Tiffany and the other stars, Queen Latifah, Regina Hall, and Jada Pinkett Smith caught up on a two-hour Zoom call during the quarantine, and they all want to make a sequel, but the studio feels like that they want too much money to make the thing happen. Now, Tiffany said, we might decide not to even make it Girls Trip. Maybe we'll do a different story, just in case no one wants to make Girls Trip 2.
See, I feel a bootleg coming on, and I am here for it, because If they do another studio, they gotta pay Tiffany Haddish more. I heard that the movie made almost $140 million, and they only paid her $80,000 because she was new.
Well, here's how you save money on the movie, then. You basically have it with the sign of the times, and you have all the girls go on a cruise together, and they're all stuck off Florida with coronavirus.
I would actually watch that.
I'd say
that.
You do it. You put them all in granny makeup, and you do, and you call the movie Golden Girls Trip, and then you get to, ooh, the head out. Baby, and all the grannies are going out and having like a bit, like it's a fast forward. Like this is what.
Maybe it's too soon for a girl's trip too. Maybe grandma's trip.
Yeah, we need like 20 years from now. Yeah, that's it.
I wouldn't be surprised if the studio got some younger actresses to play younger versions of themselves, and it's like Young Girls Trip. Like, you know, like, hey, this is the first trip that they went on before they like got their business and all that stuff.
I could be in that one. Yes. I play Queen
Latifah. Freshman in college girls
trip. I'm a millennial. What the hell?
Up next, what actress learned an American accent from Miley Cyrus? We'll tell you who after the break.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.